ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
చైతన్య
ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరే రామ 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 హరి హరే కృష్ణ. So we are taking purport 6, the purpose. How many people want to serve the purpose? No one is raising their hands? If we are not serving the purpose, then everything is waste. Our life is waste. Purpose 6. I'll give this one, you just take down. It's very simple today. Purpose number 6. To bring the members closer to thee. Closer to the purpose of teaching, closer to the purpose of teaching a simple and more natural way of life. To bring the members closer to the purpose of teaching a simple and more natural way of life. What are the main points here we have to consider? The members should come closer, okay? And then purpose of teaching. Then simple life and more natural. Natural way of life. Why the natural? Whose nature is this? That's why. This nature, what we are seeing, is Krishna's. Yeah. What is the nature of scorpion? To sting. Isn't it? The nature of Krishna is what we are seeing. It's early morning, sun is coming. Evening, sun is going. Night, moon is coming. Moon is going. According to the seasons, everything is going on, turn by turn. Isn't it? This is all the nature. If anyone does some good thing, is given good results, bad thing, bad reactions. If he is doing inaction, then liberation. So this is all the nature. So yeah, very, very nice. ISKCON means we are giving some training to understand who we are. How we have to behave. All that to understand the controller. All we have to succeed our lives. It's not merely doing something and living very, very happily with all facilities and giving up our body to take one more body. Isn't it? Is there any fun that person who is in the 8th standard, he failed and getting into 8th standard again, failed again, then also this nature is not allowing for him to come to classroom also. Privately he has to write then, isn't it? So we have to understand. Our idea should not be for making money. You understand? Everybody thinks that one, the mother, in the beginning itself, when the son is born, my son should become millennia, billionia, trinilia. No mother tells, my son should not go to another mother. I am the last mother for him. Can any mother tells like that one? Please tell honestly. No mother thinks this one. My son should become greater than my husband. No mother thinks that one. My son should not get one more mother. I am the last and final and perfect mother. Isn't it? It's very, very important for the ladies. And even for the gents also. He should be the last, final, perfect father. Otherwise, nothing. So in this one, we have to see the very first point. I'm taking headlines. The very first one, simple way of life. Prabhupada always tell, we have to live simple way. And think highly. Why this highly? Highly means, what is the highest one of all? Best and a very appropriate word, the highest one of the life.
Thinking about Krishna.
Better than, I don't know what is Krishna. You may claim yourself that you are Krishna conscious, but the result is not like that one. What is the result? The best one. I told 8th standard example, you have to deal from that. Not good? Very correct. The highest one is not to come back to this material world again. Whether you are Krishna conscious or any conscious, you should not come back here. You have to go to your constitutional position. That is the highest one. Think, we have to think like that one. Always we are thinking. What we are thinking? How I can make money, Bill Gates, you have seen that one? He failed in some subjects. Isn't he? You read it? Then, his colleague, he got through in all the subjects. But Bill Gates is the owner. And who got through all the papers, he is working under him as an engineer. You understand? What is the difference? Determination. Thinking highly, I want to become, he was thinking that one, I want to be number one in the world. He come to that one. Isn't it? And he mentioned that one, who got through all the papers, is working under me. It's just an engineer. I'm the owner. And this is called the missing link, we'd say. So you have to live simple and think highly. If you live highly, then what will happen? If you live highly, what will happen?
No karma.
No karma?
We won't come back.
We don't come back?
We won't come back.
If you are not thinking the missing link, you do act. You are very highly, you are leading very highly, not simple way, high way.
Your thinking is false.
No, what is the result, the final result?
We'll be bound.
You are not going to get even
human
body.
Human
You understand? Life is not to lead a very nice, opulent way of life, only to get purified. This place is only for purification, not to live very, very highly. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He comes, how He lived His life? How did He lead? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yes, descended as a devotee.
Yeah.
Very poor family, isn't it? Krishna is also born the Supreme Person. He always trying to help his friends. To feed the friends, he does even, he would do stealing. Isn't it? Yesterday we saw something. Krishna, in order to help us in this material world, he descended and he accepts three modes. Isn't it? Anyone who may be very, very rich and he looks down and helps the lower level people, Krishna is happy. We come to the Kanishtha Adhikari to Madhyam Adhikari to Uttam Adhikari, but Uttam Adhikari should not remain in Uttam Adhikari state. He should come down to Madhyam Adhikari and try to help others. As though we got all the capacities, we should humble ourselves. I know in my group actually Mafatlal. Mafatlal is millionaire. Under him, even 10,000 workers are working. But still, he is one of ourselves, one among us. He used to sit next to us, he should take. You would not feel proud also. You understand? He is one of us. He was working like that for. You understand? So, living, what is the living? Living for what? Why we are living? Can anyone tell? We have to eat. We have to sleep. We have to have recreation. Why? What is the necessity of that one? Can anyone tell, please? Why we need? Just to have our soul and body together. The body is the gift given by Krishna to purify ourselves, to understand the absolute truth, to know the things as it is. So that one we have to take care. That's why we are the soul and the gift was Krishna's. So we have to maintain the soul and body together. Father told you we need to have the recreation, otherwise not necessary. That's why we are eating. We are not living for eating. We are eating to live. Living means maintaining the soul and body together. That's all. If it is more, what will happen?
Senses.
Dachshund, sir. Dachshund is there. Intoxicated, that one then. That's very difficult to remove. Then we cannot render service to Krishna. So our life is only to keep the body and soul together. For that one only we have to render devotional service touches. Devotional service touches the soul. From soul, the body is maintained. You maintain your body, you cannot maintain your soul. If you maintain your soul, then your body is automatically. Isn't it? I forgot the two persons. One is king, I think, king and minister. They both are going. They went into a deep forest or something. They could not get back. The king was feeling very hungry. So he wanted to eat something. And the minister is telling him, "I'm sorry, I'm so become tired, I cannot even put my foot forward, I cannot walk, I cannot do anything. Let us take some rest." The king was feeling very, very hungry. So the minister said, "Let us depend upon Krishna, Krishna will do something." But the king could not tolerate. He told that one, "You better take some rest here. I will go and see something. Is there any home or something?" He went, some. He got one house. Then he entered the home, he knocked the door. They opened, they became very, very happy. Why? Why they are very happy? "King has come to my home." So they served him very, 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 very nicely. They gave to their best ability the very nice chair. They prepared so many things they offered. The king became very, 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 very happy. So even they also, the members of the family, they're also very, very happy. Then he asked, king asked them, "Even I want to pack something for my friend is there, my minister is there." Isn't it? They are very, very happily, they gave the bag, big bag, very nice one. He come back to that person, minister, and the king's telling, "My dear minister, you see, you can depend upon God, you can do so many things, but you have to put your effort. Then you see, I'm very, very happy. I filled my stomach, and I brought even for you." So simply sitting and chanting doesn't make any person happy. What do you say now? Do you convince? You say, "King, I cannot go again, so I cannot refute your statement. But one thing I want to do, I want to tell you. You put so much effort to get something, I am getting without any effort." I never put any effort, I completely depending upon Krishna. Krishna has so many instruments, Krishna can use so many people, and he can take care of those who are dependent, sir. You put this much effort on your God, and see, I never put anything, but I have the faith. Isn't it? So simple living means pleasing Krishna. Why? Simple living leads one to get out from jail. Isn't it? If you want to live in a jail luxuriously, he doesn't want to live even the jail, isn't it? Isn't it? The simple, we are not a body. Maintaining body and soul, which is easier? Maintaining body is easier or maintaining the soul is easier?
Soul.
Is it correct? Huh? But we are not trying to maintain your soul, but we are trying to maintain
body.
How fools we are. We are not fools. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Prakasananda Saraswati. My Guru Maharaj told me I am fool number one. No? But we never understand. We never say, I am not fool, I am so intelligent. Huh? There is no one equal to me. Huh? Isn't it? They already accept that maintaining the soul is easy. Huh? Isn't it? The soul doesn't change. The tarot spreads. The body is not like that. It is just like getting deeper into. Huh? How fools we are. Isn't it? That's why Krishna is telling, better to lead simple. Simply means to maintain the soul and body together. If you are not even maintaining that much, we have to give up our body. Isn't it? To take one more body. So we have to take the care of that way. Isn't it? No one, in fact, during the daytime, during their lifetime, never thinks that one, my body should be used in the service of Krishna. Those who are lying on the bed, bedridden, many people we are seeing, they are not even dying fast. That takes time, sir. And we are not living as such. We are taking them to the best hospital like Apollo. Isn't it? And we had to sell out what all the things we have, appliances and all. But the patient dies. You give money and take the dead body. Otherwise you cannot take even the dead body. Please understand, during our youth time, youth means they are very fit well to render service. Serving the pupil, among the pupil means mother and father, parents. Next to them is Krishna. Guru and Krishna, of course. They're in the youth. Young age, we have to do this one. Afterwards, only Krishna, they will never remain bedridden. Please understand. Recently, our mother's Gauri's father expired. How much trouble he underwent. Not only he underwent, because of him, others also put into troubles. Isn't it? This is the group karma. Those who are the members of the family, they have to share the troubles. Isn't this group karma? Why they are doing that much karma? Because they do not want to live
simply.
To live highly, I have to do so many things. In that way, so many mistakes, sinful activities, offenses taking place. The results. Prabhupada tells, at the end of the time, we can see the person, how he led his life. That is revealed in the last days of the person's life. So please, at least in our ISKCON, we have to lead a simple life. Huh? How much you are going higher, 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 you have to pay for that one. What is the thing, the purpose of working? Only to
maintain
the body and soul together. Please understand. We don't want excess. Excess means intoxication, then toxin. That we do not want. This is the simple living. We are only the souls. Soul is coming from Krishna. We have this nature of Krishna. If you go closer to the nature, you are closer to Krishna. That's a simple thing. We have to eat, no problem. We are not telling not to eat, starve like that, we are not telling. Eat, but offer to Krishna. Take. How nice this one is. Isn't it? So each and everyone should lead a simple life and think. Think highly. Highly means? I should not come back to this one. I have to go to my constitutional position. This is the I think. I cannot come back to this. Means you can go back to even this some other planet in this universe itself. But the second point is, I have to go to my constitutional position also. That should be included. Then only that is complete, otherwise not. So the natural way of life, we have to lead a natural life. What is the nature of the sugar?
Sweetness.
Salt is saltiness, isn't it? If we are getting something white substance looking like sugar, and we are putting in a milk, that's not giving sweetness, what will happen? That's not sugar. In Telugu once poem is also there. Uppu kappu rambu uppu kappu rambu okka polika nundu chooda chooda ruchula jaada veru purushulandu punya purushulu veraya Vishwadhyayirama vinuravema. உப்பு கற்பூரம் போத்தான உப்பு அண்ட் கற்பூரம் பார்க்கறதுக்கு ஒன்றாதான் இருக்கும், ஆனால் அதில் இருக்கின்ற டேஸ்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். அது மாதிரி பார்க்கறதுக்கு எல்லா மனிதர்களும் ஒரே மாதிரி இருப்பாங்க, ஆனால் அதில் புண்ணிய புருஷனுக்கு வேறு. ஸோ வி கேனாட் எஸ்டிமேட் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஈக்குவல். எவ்ரி ஒன் ஈக்குவல் இன் த சென்ஸ் ஓன்லி த சோல்ஸ் இஃப் யூ கன்சிடர். ஸோ தே ஹாவ் த பாடி, ஹவு பெஸ்ட் தே ஆர் யூஸிங். If you use that one according to the nature, if you do your body with the nature, then there is no problem for you. If you go against the nature, you have to face tapa traya, adi atmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. No one can escape, isn't it? If we are not leading our life naturally, the nature, we are considering the body. Body is a product of elements in this nature. But actually we are soul. We are not considering soul. Isn't it? That's why we are not leading our life naturally. What can please soul? Soul is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the source of soul. Mother, she delivers baby. Baby is happy with mother only. This is obvious. Today is Mother's Day. Isn't it? Today is Mother's Day. The baby is happy with the mother. Unfortunately, we do not know who is our mother, who is our baby. Isn't it? We are the souls. Our mother and father is Krishna. Anything Anything pertaining to Krishna is going to please the soul. But we are not doing that one. Isn't it? After coming to ISKCON only, even I also realized this point. Isn't it? But we are all trying to please our body. This media people also spoiling us like that way only. They are misleading us. So please understand, if your body is all perfectly pleased, then also you are not pleased. Because you are not the body. You are the soul. The body, is the soul is pleased, whatever may be the condition of the body, it doesn't matter. He is happy. Please understand this point. We need to take the care of soul, then our body is maintained. What is the sloka in Bhagavad Gita? Ananya chitta. Ananya chitta means not the body. Ananya means not anything else than me. Me means soul. Soul is a part of Krishna. If you consider only your soul, then I will take care of you. But unfortunately, we are not thinking like that. We think how best I can maintain my family, how best I can feed my baby. Is that right? In fact, I am telling, when I got my son, he was very, very nice. After 5 months, my wife's cousin sister, she's millionaire, she prescribed some biscuit, I forgot the name, Triptins or something. And then she told, she's elder, younger is my wife, cousin sisters. She prescribed that biscuit, it will be very nice for your son. So I got that one. After giving that one, he got loose motions and all gone. Real, I'm telling. He lost weight, everything he got. So something and something people may recommend, but only we have to lead naturally. That's very, very important. Nature, next to the mother's milk is cow's milk. So we have to use that one. Isn't it? Try to live naturally. Naturally means we are soul, so our nature is only this, the laws of nature. Isn't it? That is actually we should follow. The nature is also, Maya is also, there is the dual things. One is laws of nature, that is controlled by Krishna. If you go against the laws of nature, that is controlled by Maya. Please understand, this is the difference. That Krishna and Maya, just like the two faces of a coin. You cannot meet both together. You can choose any one of them, not both. If you choose one, automatically you are rejecting one, the other one. So we try to lead our lives naturally, means following the laws of nature, the nature is of Krishna. So for this only, the preaching or teaching is done. The preaching is started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For that purpose only he descended. He gave the knowledge to Arjuna during the end of Dwapara Yuga. Isn't it? But practically no one was using that knowledge. That's why Krishna himself descended as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Kali Yuga, Krishna cannot come here. But to help us, he has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why it is the only secret. Anyone tells him as, call him as Krishna, he will close his ears. He doesn't want to even hear that one. And tells Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Don't say like that one. Someone is doing something secretly helping you, and you are opening the secret. Is nice? We were doing like that one. Isn't it? Everything is due to ignorance. We are not the body, we are the soul. We are taking care of the body, not the taking care of the soul. So this and all ignorance. That's why teaching is important. To dispel this ignorance. We have to teach them, we are not the bodies, we are souls. Try to maintain your soul and body. Don't neglect soul. This and all the preaching. It is not that 1 + 1 = 2. That's good. But that's not the best. Isn't it? That is material knowledge. That is good. But not enough. So this one, a baby learns everything from mother and father, isn't it? Then the baby is happy. So even if we learn everything from Krishna, we will be
happy.
Isn't it? Even at present, the mothers, they do not know. We are the souls like, isn't it? Annamaya, he sang so many. He used to sing even the how to put the baby in the cradle and sing songs, how to feed them. Chanda mama ravi chavili. So many, how to feed the babies, how to put them to rest. Every home they used to sing this one. You remember Mataji? Chanda mama ravi chavili mein paadu paadu nam kada manam. Nowadays no one is singing. No lady knows even that songs. Jo Achyutananda Jo Jo Mukunda Ram Paramananda Lali Govinda Jo Jo. The songs are nowadays no one, no Telugu form is singing this one. Am I correct? So we are going against the nature. How we can be happy? Today is the present situation of India, the Bharata Desa, where even the Supreme Personality took his incarnation here. Here the people are suffering. Isn't it? Because we forgot our own culture, our Vedic culture. Isn't it? If you forget our culture, if you go away from our nature, how can we be happy? That's why this preaching is very, very important. After seeing us, many other religious people also, they are doing. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Then Prabhupada established well. Because of that only we know. I also in my childhood, I visited many, many places. I attended many, many classes also. But nowhere the thing happening, what happening here in ISKCON. Understand? So this is the actually the mercy of Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. If we neglect this one, we are the most unfortunate. We should learn what is important, what is unimportant. What we need, what we want. Nobody knows what we need. Everybody wants everything. They don't want what we need. They want everything what is appearing in front of them. Otherwise, if somebody else got something, that only we too want. Isn't it? This way, they are in ignorance. So we people, we have to teach them. That's why we say first, what we say? Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya Jnana. I was born in a darkest ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with
touch of knowledge.
Touch of knowledge. Without Guru, we cannot understand all these things. So, how nicely Prabhupada is insisting, teaching everybody going to school. In fact, I was 2.5-3 years old. That time itself I used to write. I was sent nearby school. That's not school, it's school. That's just like one hall like there. I read, we have in Telugu, Pedda Bala Siksha, Chinna Bala Siksha. Chinna Bala Siksha first name, Pedda Bala Siksha. Bala Siksha means education for children. Nowadays that is not there. Nowadays A for apple, B for biscuit. Is it from Vedic culture? Then useless study nowadays. What is the use of the husk? So much husk, gareeb, which doesn't have rice inside. Is there any use? Isn't it? Like that, without substance we are doing something. A for apple, B for biscuit, and that is not going to touch the soul. We completely forgot. Our education system is spoiled, polluted. We have to revive all these things. When we neglect our own culture, we are losing everything. Please understand this point. We have to teach. Teaching means bringing the members closer to Vedic culture. So in ISKCON, please understand, Prabhupada made all the foreigners to wear, all the ladies, Matajis, to wear saris. But in India, he unable to make all the ladies to wear saris. Isn't it? This is the mentality of Indians. We have to follow the Vedic culture. They tell it is convenient for them to wear this type. With sari, that's very little difficult to do services and all. Many people say like that one. It means that they want comfortable life. They do not want austere life. Please understand. Those people, they do not know how to wear sari. Prabhupada himself wore. He himself wore the sari. He showed them how to wear sari. How much importance Prabhupada has given to this wearing sari, that we forgot. Any program we come and all the time they take like this one. What is this one? Madness? We forgot proper teachings? We had to revive the Vedic culture. Please understand. Each one, if you neglect, then we are going to suffer. Why today all the ladies are suffering? Those who are suffering, they neglected Vedic culture. Their parents are not teaching them Vedic culture. So this is the point to come closer to Vedic culture. Please understand that. Otherwise it's very, very difficult. So for this one, we had to do the chanting. Chanting is, how chanting is important for us? How, actually what is happening? We are doing this particularly Mahamantra for each yuga. Why we insist? We say that one, beginning and end, all the time we have to chant. What is the difference? Why that is importance is the chanting. We don't even ask the people, those who are eating meat, you stop eating meat. We don't say. Then you will not turn up next time. But we will request him, we plead him to chant Hare Krishna. What is the thing?
Reviving the last. Reviving the last relation.
Even better answer?
It purifies. Purifies.
Better answer? Better answer? These are not vague answers, sir. We should have the cognizant. I'm using the word cognizant. Cognizant means nothing is hidden. Everything is clear. Better, simple. All of us come here only to have sense gratification. This is our nature. Even a child, if you give something, she takes that one and put in the mouth to enjoy. To counteract the self sense gratification is?
Cleans the
sense. Is chanting. To counteract sense gratification, for which we all come here. It's only the chanting is counteracting that act of sense gratification. Many people, they ask me, I'm telling you, I cannot stop sexual life. I never told them, you better to stop your sexual life. I asked them to chant very nicely, Hare Krishna. You understand? That one we have to realize, that this chanting of the holy names can counteract the sense gratification available in this material world. It is not possible for anyone to curb the sense gratification. Only if Krishna is pleased with us, he has to shower his mercy to stop. You understand? Many people, they try to stop their smoking habit, but it's not possible. They may tolerate for 1 or 2 months, again they have to take back, isn't it? But the chanting is helping them. This is the proven. All Westerners, they were meat eaters, women hunters, intoxicants, gamblers, but permanently they lost that habit only due to chanting of the holy names. So this is that. Anyone who wants to have the higher taste than the sexual taste, he should chant very nicely, perfectly, attentively. He will get the higher taste than that one. Who is the example for that one?
Haridas Thakur.
Who is the example for that one? Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya. He turns his face and speak at the thought of that one. Isn't it? We were once pig farm, isn't it? Pig eats
stool.
Only stool. Now any human being likes to eat? You understand? How we stopped it? Because the elevation. We had to elevate. To elevate ourselves from sense gratification, we had to do? chanting the holy names is Krishna's name that is helping us, not our own effort. No one can control his own senses. If Krishna severs his mercy, then only we can control. The uncontrolled senses are just like forest fire. Only the mercy of Krishna can extinguish that one. Please understand how best we have to chant. Don't say fast, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. There is no Ram. 32 letter mantra, this one. Each mantra got so many letters. 5 letter, 12 letter mantras. This Hare Krishna mantra got 32 letters. If you say Ram, Ram, Ram is only one letter. Rama is two letters. Ram, Ram, and four coming, that one. So we are losing four. We are only chanting 28 letter Mahamantra. You people, you know how to count the letters, number? In Tamil, you know? You have any study for that one in your grammar?
No, you showed that day. He showed that day, Rama.
Who showed?
You showed that.
I showed that you. I am talking about this one. Other than Tamil, I know that the Chandas. That's one grammar part. In that one, we have all these things. Counting, how to. The Stirga and Hraswa. Long and short letters. So much is there. In Marathi also that is there, in Hindi also there is. My children, they did Marathi and Hindi. So I got that idea also in that one. In Gujarati also I have little understanding. In Gujarati also that is there. So counting is there in Chandasu. That's in English they say the scales. Scales, but many people, they only music people may understand that point, I think so. Music people. There's the scales for that one. Even I do not know in English. So in that one we can count the number of letters in the mantra. So we are changing the Mahamantra. That's not going to help us. Even many, many devotees are suffering. As they are chanting, they are not happy. So this one, the chanting is actually organized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself. We have to understand that point. Now somebody else is coming and giving us this one. Krishna himself, he disguised it as a devotee. To help us, he came here and demonstrated also. So this way we have to understand, this is coming from Krishna. He wants to help us, but he cannot come directly. But still, he made impossible possible. So we need not think using our intelligence, how it is possible. Isn't it? Arjuna can be able to kill Jayadratha. Draupadi can get any unlimited sari from sky. Is it possible? Isn't it? So this and all only the mercy Krishna is the doer. We should understand that point. Otherwise, as long as we think that we are the doers, we are in Maya. Maya is helping us. Thinking that I am the doer, I am the best doer. Isn't it? We are not the doers. We are just helping Krishna becoming the best instrument. How we can become best instruments in the hands of Krishna? By doing our
sadhana
best. Please understand. Those who are used by Krishna, they are doing their sadhana best. If we do not do, then Krishna will not even touch us. Isn't it? Please understand. In our ISKCON, ISKCON means, I explained last time. What is what? In English?
Embracing Krishna with love.
Embrace Krishna with love. If you are embracing Krishna with love, you don't embrace anyone else. Isn't it? Only Krishna, only Krishna. Isn't it? Because this is... organized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is chanting is very, very important. Why it's very important? Why it is very important? Please.
Counteract.
Very correct. Do you want to have the counteraction? If anybody wants, he doesn't want, they need not chant. Those who are not chanting, what does it mean? They don't want to get out from the sense gratification. Isn't it? Because of the sense gratification, what is happening?
Suffering.
Anyone is suffering means he is in sense gratification. He is not doing his sadhana best. Don't bring to me all the sufferings. Many people, they come and say, I am suffering like that. But no one is telling that I am able to do my sadhana nicely. Is it right? No one will say, I am doing sadhana very, very nicely for 20 years, still I am suffering. Is justified? Please understand, ourselves, what is the class we took? The?
Problems.
Problems and?
Solutions
are?
Lying
within you. You understand? That is not available. Solution is not available outside. Your problems are not created by somebody else. It is you only created your own problem. And Krishna is so kind that he has given the solution also within you. What is the solution?
Chant and be happy.
Your sadhana. That's why all the Maharajas and what they say?
Chant.
If somebody comes bringing some complaints, they say, chant and be happy. Do your sadhana nicely. You are get rid of all your problems. But we are not accepting. I am not the cause for my suffering. I don't have solution. I have to get solution from outside. If you punish the person whom I am indicating, then I am free from my problems. This is our intention. Isn't it? That's not wrong. Guru has to open the eyes. How? How that eyes are opened? How the eyes are opened?
Knowledge.
These are all the... I want practical answer. He's blind. The best answer. The best appropriate answer. No. If the Guru is showing the hidden hand of Krishna, understand? If the Guru can be able to show the hidden hand of Krishna for his problem and for his solution, then he doesn't have any problem. He doesn't need any solution. You understand? This is the end actually. What is the essence of all the scriptures?
Always remember Krishna, never forget.
So, if you can be able to see the hidden hand of Krishna, that you are remembering Krishna. But you think that your problems are because of somebody else, you forgot Krishna. You think the solution is lying outside, you forgot the Krishna. Isn't it? So we have to do our sadhana very, very nicely. For that only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and demonstrated. Those who are genuinely following this one, they never complain anyone, any fault. They don't find faults with anyone. They don't create enmity with anyone. They don't take part of anyone in a dispute. They never become the cause for the distress of anyone else. You got these four realizations. Really, Krishna confirmed these four things to me. Wherever anything you take, these four are justifying actually. Isn't it? So this Prabhupada actually gave us the purposes. If you can serve the purpose, your life is successful. You are not trying to serve the purpose, it means that you are doing whimsically and buying your own problems. Problems never comes unless you don't buy. Isn't it? We are buying actually. Isn't it? So this very, very wonderful purposes of Prabhupada, we should understand completely. So the beneficial process is chanting individually for individual benefit and making others benefited. For that we have to do congregational chanting. Preaching is good. Preaching is only for the time being. Some people they adopt, some people may not. Some people may attentively hear, some people may not. But if they can get the taste of the holy name in congregational chanting, that will definitely help them. Preaching, implementing is very, very difficult. Listening attentively is very, very difficult. But participating in congregational chanting is easy. Isn't it? Anyone, even if you go to the corner of this road, if you preach, nobody, that much people will not come. If you sing, everybody will come and dance. Isn't it? So this way, we have to do our sadhana nicely to please Krishna, to counteract the sense gratification and help others also. So this is very wonderful purpose given by Prabhupada for our ISKCON. So with this one, I hope that you will all do your sadhana well and help others also. You are helping yourself and then helping others also. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Is there any doubt or clarification required? Please. It's over 1 hour. Anyone? Please, any doubts? No doubts? Everybody become very nice chanters, good chanters, perfect chanters. No one got any doubts? Yes. So I already told that the loss of nature. Loss of nature is Krishna's words. And if your guru is perfect, bona fide, his words are also Krishna's words. In that way you have to see, you should be very happy that you are following Krishna's words. Karishe vachanam tava. Does that answer for your question? Yes. Yes. Because the power of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness in this material world is following one particular pattern. beginning from high to low. Then it goes to high, then low. So we are in the last yuga of Mahayuga. In this world, this is diminishing. All the good qualities, the mercy of Krishna. If Krishna comes, no one can enjoy sensually. Isn't it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, thousands of people, they were following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were going, they were chanting. If by chance, if Krishna comes now, everybody become Krishna conscious, then Krishna cannot fulfill the desires of them. Kali Yuga means maximum sense gratification. One, they are going to kill their own children and eat. If Krishna comes, how it is possible? But still, some souls are very, very pure. They want to. That's why Krishna disguised him. He has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he never revealed to anyone that I am Bhagavan has come. You understand the point? But those who are really interested, get out from this material world. They are oriented towards devotional service. For them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is helping. That's why it is told that one, Manishyana Sahasresa Kinchidhya Rinsandhaya. So this is the reason. So we are all fortunate. We should not blindly follow something. We have to see whether we are following Krishna conscious principles. That's why I insist you people to note down all the Krishna conscious principles. Isn't it? That way we have to justify our own actions. We cannot deviate from that. But Krishna is very easily available. As though he is not coming. His form is not there. But he is there in his name. You are uttering the name without having any self-motivation. Then Krishna is there. Krishna can speak to you. Krishna can respond to you. If you are selfless. So Krishna is so great Father, Supreme Father. Okay? Anyone else? Anything else? Yes? Why Vedic culture means you should have the Guru. Earlier even the kings, those who underwent training in Rishis ashrams, when they grown up, they were prince. They are then kings, but they never use their own intelligence. They have the pandits, saintly persons. They take advice from them. Isn't it? The kings, they never take any decision. They inquire from the Asthana Panditas. Then they discuss with the ministers. But nowadays, even the foolish people, they are coming and sitting on. All criminals also becoming kings. How it will? Because of the Kali Yuga influence. Krishna is showing himself, you are all the fools. You only electing them. You know that when he went to jail, he looted so much, he did so many things. Then only you are only selecting him. Krishna is proving us, but we are blind. We are telling there is no Krishna. If you have the desire that you want to bring up your children Vedic way, Krishna will definitely help you. By the mercy of Krishna,
we get Guru. We get Guru.
By the mercy of Krishna, you get Guru. By the mercy of Guru, you go to Krishna. everything depending upon the desire. How best I can please Krishna. That's the good desire. How best I can conquer this material world. Huh? That's not going to come along with you. Isn't it? How much? Even Krishna also saw something. What is the use of conquering the whole world and losing your own home at heaven? Isn't it? So we have to understand the truth. If you do our sadhana nicely, Krishna himself helps. You cannot bother for you anything. Krishna is readily available. How he is available in this material world?
Hare Krishna Mantra.
How he is available? He is Paramatma. He is next to us, Atma. Isn't it? You cannot forget that Paramatma is coming from Chirodaka Sai Vishnu. He's not only next to the soul's evil, he is there in
atoms.
Telugu also says that Anu Anu Na Velasina Deva. Each and every atom, the Krishna is present as Paramatma is there. That's why it is standing well. It can withstand some force, external force. Otherwise, dull matter doesn't have anything, no? It doesn't have any strength. The dull matter, no? Because of the presence of Paramatma. That's helpful. Even the dull matter is helping the intelligent soul persons. Isn't it? But we are fools, we do not know how to use that one. Krishna is telling in this video, you are a fool, you should accept. That's why, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Prakashananda, Prakashananda was puffed up. I have so many followers. He got puffed up. So that's why simply how Krishna is curbing his false ego. My Guru Maharaj told me a fool number one. I cannot understand all these things. Isn't it? Then Prakashananda understood that he is fool number one, not the person who is telling. That is the good. A person can understand that, it is not him, me, I am fool number one. But we never accept. That's the problem with us. Okay? You got the answer, Mataji? Yes, anything else? Yes?
Rishabhadeva taught to his sons and Kapiladeva taught to Devahuti.
Mother.
So those are all spiritual teachings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also asked this generation to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. All these teachings, the destination is same or the destination. Is it same or we get different destination because of
Vyavasayatmika Buddhi?
Ekekurunandana.
In devotional service, only one target is there, not two or three. In material activities, you have so many. You have one target, your wife has another target, your mother has another target, your father has another, your daughter got another, your daughter-in-law is another. But everyone united in Krishna consciousness means all have only one target, to please Krishna. Whether it is Devahuti is listening, or Parichit Maharaj is listening, both are the same. But the aim is only one, to reach Krishna's lotus feet. What we are listening now, it is also same thing. There is no difference. Difference is only there in the process. But the aim, the final thing, final target is the same. But here in this material world, it is very, very difficult.
But there are different planets in spiritual sky also, right? Goloka Vrindavana.
No, that is different. If you are Krishna conscious, you are going to Goloka. If you are Ram conscious, you are going to Ramaloka. You are addicted to Narasimhadeva, you are going to Narasimha planet. That's all. But we commonly, we teach only Krishna conscious. Mostly we are all from Krishna Loka. If anyone particularly from not Krishna conscious, Krishna Loka, some other else, Narasimha, you can find they always go for only Narasimha. Such persons, they go to Narasimha Loka. Rama doesn't...
Hanuman.
He doesn't want to say, he doesn't think of even Krishna. Isn't it? When he visited even Dwarka, he doesn't want to see Krishna, Balram, or Rukmini also. But if they show themselves as Krishna, Rama, and Sita, then he paid his obeisances. So that is the determination. There's nothing wrong. Murari is a doctor, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he also, he doesn't want to say Krishna. He wants to, he addicted to Rama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted. Let him chant Rama names. Yes. Anything else? Okay? Hare Krishna. For next week, we have some suspicion. We will clear and we will let me know. Otherwise, there won't be any class for next Sunday. Next is fourth Sunday. We are going to attend our temple program. For next Sunday, we will decide and let you know. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.